as President Bush argues for a continued U.S. presence there. He warns Americans that failure in Iraq would mean fighting terrorists in American streets. Here's President Bush speaking to the American Legion earlier this month.
If we fail in Iraq, the enemy will follow us home. Their success in Iraq would bring danger to America, and that is why America must prevail in Iraq.
Vice President Cheney has repeated this argument in speeches and interviews as well. But some terrorism experts suggest it's an unlikely scenario. One of them is Bruce Hoffman, a professor of security studies at Georgetown University's School of Foreign Service. He joins us on the line from his home in Virginia. Professor Hoffman, what makes you think the president is wrong about this?
Well, I think that what we've seen in Iraq in particular is a transformation of the al-Qaeda organization in that country from an entity that was about 90% foreign fighters in 2003 and 2004 and only 10% locals or Iraqis to the situation today where that movement is about 90% Iraqis and only 10% of them are foreign fighters. And I suspect that given the continued turbulence and upheaval and violence in Iraq, that those fighters will have more than enough to occupy themselves in years to come.
Mm-hmm. You're making the case that al-Qaeda in Iraq has become a more local organization since the death of its original leader, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. But isn't the new leader, Abu Ayyub al-Masri, an Egyptian and an international jihadist? And isn't it possible that once this conflict ends in Iraq, that he might be interested in using the organization to launch attacks internationally?
First, I think that the demographic trends of al-Qaeda in Iraq, even under Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, were also shifting towards more Iraqis being involved. And this is one of the phenomena we see that really the U.S. invasion and subsequent presence in Iraq created that didn't exist before. This is the appearance of domestic Iraqi jihadis, which hadn't existed before the invasion. So al-Qaeda in Iraq was already following that line. But you're absolutely right to say that the leader of al-Qaeda in Iraq now is not only an Egyptian, in fact, Abu Musab al-Masri, al-Masri means the Egyptian, but also a close protege of Ayman al-Zawahiri, the number two in al-Qaeda. And I think in that respect, al-Qaeda took advantage of Zarqawi's death to put in place someone who was much more amenable, much less independent, much more pliable to al-Qaeda's goals. But al-Qaeda's goals, I believe, are to keep us enmeshed and entangled in Iraq. And I think Abu Ayyub al-Masri is fulfilling that role quite well. I think eventually, many years hence, if he still survives and if the al-Qaeda organization in Iraq survives, whatever the future of Iraq is, that might pose an external threat. But for the moment, I think that that organization is completely enveloped in both portraying themselves as the true protectors and defenders of the Sunni population, which requires that they be present, that they be fighting in Iraq. The real threat I see emanating from Iraq, and in this sense, the genie is already out of the bottle, is what would be called TTP, the tactics, techniques, and procedures that terrorists use that are being perfected in Iraq, the use of improvised explosive devices, the use of standoff weapons like remote control mortars and rockets, for example, the use now of poison gas paired with explosives that are being circulated far beyond Iraq in the form of CD-ROMs, DVDs, instructional manuals on the internet, and so on. So it's not so much the bleed out of personnel that I see as the biggest threat from Iraq, but the bleed out of the tactics and techniques used to engage in terrorism that are now already being circulated throughout the jihadi universe.
Let me ask you about a comment that Mike McConnell, Director of National Intelligence, made in a hearing under questioning by Senator Lindsey Graham. He was asked whether al-Qaeda would follow U.S. forces out of Iraq, and his response was unlikely. Does that suggest that he views this situation the way you do?
Well, I'd hate to speak for him, but I think that assessment means that nothing in the world of terrorism is certain, and that we don't really have a clear idea what is likely to happen. But in his view, it is, you know, probably one possibility, but not necessarily the most important one. I mean, there are no absolutes in intelligence.
Bruce Hoffman, a professor of security studies at Georgetown University's School of Foreign Service. Thanks very much for joining us.
You're very welcome.